Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, we always love to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
speak. Yes, we do.
I mean, he is the carrier of the world, I think, for emotional encouragement.
For hope.
Yes.
For the world.
Yeah, and we carried his speech at the United Nations. We carried his speech at the United States Congress when he spoke. And interviews, you know, in and out. And now here we are. We have a friend again, where America is a friend again with Israel. President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and their families are tight, and
the relationship was restored immediately as soon as he got elected.
One phone call, he said, we were in.
I think we're living in true historic days. I think when we look back 20, 30 years from now, we look back at history, we're going to say, what an embarrassment.
Yeah.
How many times has the Prime Minister of Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken on behalf of the nations at United Nations over this same continual issue in regards to Iran and this nuclear facility that they're trying to do? And after he spoke forward the previous administration, it was totally ignored.
It fell on deaf ears.
And they still made this horrific deal with Iran and gave him $500 million allegedly in cash.
Yeah.
And thanks to President Trump,
came to an end. Yes.
Yeah, it came to an end. But here we are again with Bibi, affectionately known, Prime Minister Netanyahu, speaking again about what is happening in
Iran. And I think it's so important to understand as we go to the speech, you've got to hear this speech. The United Nations was established to make sure that the Jews were not persecuted again. That's the whole purpose of it. And now the UN has been used to persecute the Jews, but not anymore under the U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley and President Donald Trump. So we're going to go right now to the United Nations 73rd annual gathering where they're talking, 73 years, the 73rd year, where he is speaking, revealing the secrets that Iran is still dealing with nuclear armament. They're actually scattering all over their nations any nuclear material. And they've uncovered the vault. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at United Nations.
Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, when I spoke here 3 years ago, Israel stood alone among the nations. Of the nearly 200 countries that sit in this hall, only Israel openly opposed the nuclear deal with Iran. We oppose it because it threatens our future, even our very survival. We opposed it because the deal paved Iran's path to a nuclear arsenal. And by lifting the sanctions, it fueled Iran's campaign of carnage and conquest throughout the Middle East. We oppose it because the deal was based on a fundamental lie that Iran is not seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Now, Israel exposed that lie earlier this year. Last February, Israel conducted a daring raid on Iran's secret atomic archive. We obtained over 100,000 documents and videos that had been stashed in vaults in an innocent-looking building in the heart of Tehran. In May, I presented a short summary of what we obtained to the international media. I provided hard evidence of Iran's plans to build nuclear weapons and its plans to deceive the international community. Israel shared this information, and even more damning evidence that we found, with members of the P5+1 and with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Months have passed. The IAEA has still not taken any action. It has not posed a single question to Iran it is not demanded to inspect a single new site discovered in that secret archive. So given this inaction, I decided to reveal today something else that we have shared with the IAEA and with a few intelligence agencies. What I'm about to say has not been shared publicly before. Today, I'm disclosing for the first time that Iran has another secret facility in Tehran, a secret atomic warehouse for storing massive amounts of equipment and material from Iran's secret nuclear weapons program. In May, we exposed the site of Iran's secret atomic archive. It's right here, in the Shorabad district of Tehran. Today, I'm revealing the site of a second facility, Iran's secret atomic warehouse. It's right here, in the Turquzabad district of Tehran, just 3 miles away. Let me show you exactly what the secret atomic warehouse looks like. Here it is. You see, like the atomic archive, it's another innocent-looking compound. Now, for those of you at home using Google Earth, this no longer secret atomic warehouse is on Mar Alley, Mar Street. You have the coordinates. You can try to get there. And for those of you who try to get there, it's 100 meters from the Kalishoi, the rug cleaning operation. By the way, I hear they do a fantastic job cleaning rugs there. But by now, they may be radioactive rugs. This is the second secret site. Now, countries with satellite capabilities may notice some increased activity on Mar Alley in the days and weeks ahead. The people they'll see scurrying back and forth are Iranian officials desperately trying to finish the job of clearing up that site. Because you see, since we raided the atomic archive, they've been busy cleaning out the atomic warehouse. Just last month, they removed 15 kilograms of radioactive material. You know what they did with it? They had 15 kilograms of radioactive material. They had to get it out of the site. So they took it out, and they spread it around Tehran in an effort to hide the evidence. The endangered residents of Tehran may want to know that they can get a Geiger counter on Amazon for only $29.99. As of today, that's just 4 million Iranian rials. But we'll get to that later. I'll talk about the Iranian economy in a minute.
Listen, we're talking about the Iranian government. The people are being threatened. They're spreading nuclear material all around. They're going to get cancer. Different things are going to happen. This stuff has to be ended. This is so amazing. We're at the United Nations here in the 73rd annual meeting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking about atomic warehouses being found. And Iran was saying, we're not building nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Well, literally, they raided another warehouse, another atomic warehouse where the records, where the material for building the bombs all was there. And they began to spread it all over their people he's talking about. He's even showing where you can Google on Google Maps and go and look exactly at it. And we need to pray for the Iranian people because their government is not only trying to harm the world, they're harming the Iranian people.
This is a government that openly says and encourages people to chant death to America and death to Israel. Their threats should be taken seriously.
And the people want to be free from that. They once were free from that. And we're believing, as a matter of fact, prophecy says they're going to have a revival in lower Iran, with the southern parts of Iran. So listen, God loves the Iranian people. It's just a suppressive government. We got to pray for the people there. As a matter of fact, it's the fastest growing church in the world in regards to the number of people that are in that nation. And pray for the believers that are there. It's going to be amazing. But listen, we're going to go back. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the United Nations speaking about the real reality of what's taking place with nuclear and Iran. Let's go there now.
They took this radioactive material and spread it around Tehran. Now, the Iranian officials cleaning out that site still have a lot of work to do, because they've had at least 15 ship containers. They're gigantic. 15 ship containers full of nuclear-related equipment and material stored there. Now, since each of those containers can hold 20 tons of material, this means that this site contained as much as 300 tons of nuclear-related equipment and material. Right here. So, distinguished delegates, you have to ask yourself a question. Why did Iran keep a secret atomic archive and a secret atomic warehouse? Because after all, when South Africa and Libya, when they gave up their nuclear programs, the first thing they did was to destroy both the archives and the material and equipment. And the answer to the question is simple. The reason Iran didn't destroy its atomic archive and its atomic warehouse is because it hasn't abandoned its goal to develop nuclear weapons. In fact, it planned to use both of these sites in a few years, when the time would be right to break out to the atom bomb. But ladies and gentlemen, rest assured, that won't happen. It won't happen because what Iran hides, Israel will find. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a message to the head of the IAEA, Mr. Yukiya Amano. I believe he's a good man. I believe he wants to do the right thing. Well, Mr. Amano, do the right thing. Go inspect this atomic warehouse immediately before the Iranians finish clearing it out. Distinguished delegates, do you remember when we were promised that inspections could take place anytime, anywhere? Remember that? Anytime, anywhere. Well, how about inspections right here, right now? And Mr. Amano, while you're at it, inspect the other sites we told you about. Once and for all, tell the world the truth about Iran. Now, I also have a message today for the tyrants of Tehran. Israel knows what you're doing, and Israel knows where you're doing it. Israel will never let a regime that calls for our destruction to develop nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 10 years, not ever. And Israel will do whatever it must do to defend itself against Iran's aggression. We will continue to act against you in Syria. We will act against you in Lebanon. We will act against you in Iraq. We will act against you whenever and wherever. We must act to defend our state and to defend our people. Distinguished delegates, 3 years ago, a few weeks after the nuclear deal was completed, I asked this question from this very podium. Does anyone seriously believe that flooding Iran's radical theocracy with weapons and cash will curb its appetite for aggression? But many of the deal's supporters believed just that. They believed that Iran's regime would become more moderate, more peaceful. They believed that Iran would use the billions of dollars it received in sanctions relief to improve the lives of its people, to solve the water problem, to solve the trucking problem, to solve the electricity problem, hospitals, schools. That's what they believed. Perhaps many of you also believe that. Well, this didn't happen. Instead, Iran used the money to fuel its vast war machine. Just this past year, Iran has attacked Kurds in Iraq, slaughtered Sunnis in Syria, armed Hezbollah in Lebanon, financed Hamas in Gaza, fired missiles into Saudi Arabia, and threatened freedom of navigation in the Straits of Hormuz and the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. Some peace, some moderation. Now, if you think that Iran's aggression has been confined to the Middle East, think again. Last month, two Iranian agents were arrested for plotting terror attacks right here in the United States. And several weeks ago, Iranian agents were arrested for plotting terror attacks in the heart of Europe. Yet while the United States is confronting Iran with new sanctions, Europe and others are appeasing Iran by trying to help it bypass those new sanctions. Now, I've just used a word, a tough word, a very strong word, appeasement. And I use it reluctantly. But unfortunately, that's exactly what we're seeing again in Europe. Think about this. The same week, Iran was caught red-handed trying to murder European citizens. European leaders were rolling out the red carpet for President Rouhani, promising to give Iran even more money. I'm a historian's son. I ask it as a Jew, as a citizen of the world, as someone who's lived through the 20th century. Have these European leaders learned nothing from history? Will they ever wake up? Well, we in Israel, we don't need a wake-up call because Iran threatens us every day. Because despite the best of hopes, and there were many hopes around the nuclear deal, this deal did not push war further away. It brought war ever closer to our borders. In Syria, Iran is trying to establish permanent military bases against us and has already launched missiles and drones into our territory. In Gaza, Iran is arming terror groups to launch rocket attacks into our cities and terror attacks against our civilians. In Lebanon, Iran is directing Hezbollah to build secret sites, to convert inaccurate projectiles into precision-guided missiles, missiles that can target deep inside Israel within an accuracy of 10 meters. Hezbollah, listen to this, Hezbollah is deliberately using the innocent people of Beirut as human shields. They've placed three of these missile conversion sites along Beirut's international airport. Here's a picture that's worth 1,000 missiles. Here's Beirut's international airport. Here's the first missile site. It's in the Uzay neighborhood, on the water's edge, a few blocks away from the runway. Here's the second site. It's underneath a soccer stadium. That's the soccer stadium, two blocks away. And here's the third site. It's adjacent to the airport itself, right next to it. So I have a message for Hezbollah today. Israel knows, Israel also knows what you're doing. Israel knows where you're doing it. And Israel will not let you get away with it.
Israel will not let you get away with it. That's so important. You have to understand this. Israel, at its widest point, its widest point is around 75 miles wide. Can you imagine your state only being 75, your country being 75 miles wide? It's a small country, 12 million, 13 million folks that are there, maybe, possibly.
Maybe not even that. I think 6 to 9 million, smaller than the state of New Jersey.
Oh, wow. We'll get the population right. But listen, we got to carry the rest of the speech on tomorrow's program.
We do.
You've got to hear this whole speech. I mean, he's revealing the fact that everything that they say that they're doing, pretty much you can hear with the Iranian government, if they say left, it's actually right. If they say yes, it's actually no. If they say we're not doing it, it means they are doing it. And they're doing it all around. When you picture Iran is on their eastern border. But when you move up through Lebanon and Syria, that's their northern border of this small nation. When you look at Gaza, you're looking at the southern part of Egypt coming up from Egypt. And they're already started firing missiles before up into there. And they're being surrounded. And biblically, by the way, prophetically, in the Word of God, it talks about that they're going to be surrounded. And people are going to try to do something to them, but there's going to be a land grab, you know, as Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied about. And of course, it's written in Scripture, you know, that they're going to get their real borders back, because there's a lot more to Israel than the small nation that it presently is. And you can read about it. You can read about it in Scripture, the all the way up to the rivers and the waterfalls of the north, down to the trees of Lebanon. You can read all these scriptures about what the land that God gave Abraham.
Well, Damascus is in Syria. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So how far do we want to go?
You remember, and Paul was going to Damascus when he was converted, you know, from just a Jew to a Jewish believer, you know, and became the minister to the Gentiles, which has been amazing. Thank God for that conversion. But listen, we got to go. We don't have much time. But listen, this is so huge. United Nations was established for the very reason that the persecution of people and the Jews that took place in World War II. And so this is such an important day, and we're standing with Israel. I want you to pray for the peace of Israel. God says that he'll bless those who pray, and join us tomorrow, because we're going to continue this speech because it's revealing even the economy there is beginning to crash. Why? Because President Trump has led nations to put sanctions on them, and so finally the people of Iran can be free to be able to determine their own future. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray for the peace and protection of Israel. We pray for the UN to wake up, Father God, to participate, Father God, in safety across the nations. We pray for freedom of the Iranian people, Father God, courage to rise up and take their nation back, God, from this oppressive government. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In America, in the world, in Israel, in Iran, across the world, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
listen or watch more programs, and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.